Because you're allowed to create the life you love. You're allowed to manifest abundance, and you're allowed to heal from anything. Let's make that happen together here on The Life You Love. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Life You Love. My name is Kimberly. I'm so excited to be here with you today. For today's episode, we are talking about high frequency, high vibes, high energy. That's right. Why not kick off this podcast, episode one, with those high vibes? So I hope you're here for it. I've got some really cool content for us to go through. And it's all about laying the foundation for your high vibes so that you can continue to contribute or begin to contribute high vibes to this world, which is so important right now. What are high vibes? What is this high frequency that we're talking about? Here's how I like to think about it. We are all receivers. We all receive energy and we all give energy, right? When I think about high vibes, I think about myself as a radio. And I have these dials that I can play with, and I can dial myself into different stations in this world. You know, you might start scanning the radio and you land on one that's like, whoa, definitely not. I don't want to be there. I'm going to skip that one real quick. Not the vibe I'm going for. And you go through and you go through, and then finally you land on that station that you're like, yes, this is my vibe. I'm here for it. So that's what high frequency, high vibe, high energy is. We are all responsible for tuning into life at the frequency that we desire. And that is your choice. That is your choice, no matter what, which I think is pretty cool. Here's why. It's cool that we have the option to tune into whatever station we want in life, because that means that all of the things that are happening in front of us have happened because we chose to tune into that. Even if we weren't conscious of that choice, we still tuned into it. So let's talk about ways that we can tune into exactly what we want in life. I have one healing technique that I want to highly encourage you to begin practicing. If you already know about this, amazing. And if you've been practicing it, I can't wait to hear about your stories and what has come from using this practice. But this practice is called Ho'oponopono, and it is a Hawaiian prayer for cleansing and self-healing and healing of others. You can use this if somebody in your life is going through something, or if you're experiencing something with someone else, like, you know, maybe it's a bad argument or a big breakup or something like that. And you can, most importantly, use it for yourself. And that's where I would recommend that you start, is to use Ho'oponopono for yourself. Now, there's Ho'oponopono, and then there's Ho'oponopono Enhanced. So I'm going to talk about both of them. And I will just let you know that Ho'oponopono Enhanced is just like basically getting you on the fast track. So Ho'oponopono is a Hawaiian prayer. The way that it goes, actually, you can find it in a few different orders, but I'm going to say it in the way that I like, which is, I love you. I'm sorry. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you. It's just those words. Those words are so powerful. But those words are so incredibly important for your healing process, because now you're starting to say, I'm sorry about the things that I've experienced in life, the actions that I've taken in life, the things that I've done to other people that aren't congruent with who I really am, and it's not congruent with my heart. It wasn't from my heart. Whatever it might be, you can apologize and you can ask for forgiveness for that. And that is what Ho'oponopono does. Now let's talk about Ho'oponopono Enhanced. Enhancing Ho'oponopono can be done by looking at yourself in the mirror. And this might feel a little odd because, you know, I don't know how many of you are used to looking at yourself in the mirror and saying such great things to yourself. I know it's taken me a long, long time to get there. And still today, if I don't have something written on my mirror that's an affirmation or something super positive, I can automatically go into this state of saying things that are not nice to me. And you should be on your team and talking to yourself with such kind words. So Ho'oponopono in the mirror, you make eye contact with yourself and you create a presence for yourself. You are honoring where you are and you are going to honor whatever comes up. You might not know what you really need forgiven, but it will come to the surface during this practice. But I want you to stay there until you feel like you've gotten to a great place, all right? And you're going to feel that. You're going to know. And, you know, it might take you 10 minutes. It might take you 2 hours. Regardless, time doesn't matter in this situation. Just create that space for yourself so that you can cleanse your energy. You can cleanse your thoughts about yourself. This isn't something that you just do one time. This is something to do when you're like, oh my gosh, I need this. I'm still feeling some grief. I'm still mourning some part of my life. I'm, you know, going through something with somebody else. Okay. So just practice Ho'oponopono. And remember, it's I love you. I'm sorry. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you. So that's step number one. Begin with that simple healing technique and enhance it in the mirror. So the second thing that I would recommend when you're trying to reach this high vibe and you're tuning into this high energy in your life is that you surround yourself with people who are on the level that you want to vibe at. Just like tuning that radio station, you hear some things and you're like, no, 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 I'm not going to tune into that one. I'm not going to stop there. Well, now you've got that radio station. You're like, yes, this is it. That's just like tuning in to and surrounding yourself with people who are on that level and vibing at that vibe. We've all been in the situation where we're like, I've got some relationships that it's going to be really hard for me to break away. How do I navigate that? You will find your way. What I want you to focus on is yourself and the energy that you produce. Because through the energy that you produce, you are going to gracefully evolve towards those who are on the level that you are producing as well. And so when you start to tune into that frequency, the universe, God, your angels are going to bring in people who are like matches. They match your level. So what do you do about the people who are not on that level but are still in your life? You love them. You love them. You Ho'oponopono. And you protect your energy when you are around them, because remember, you are staying at that high vibe energy level, and that might create some like magnetic tension. You know, when you put two norths of the magnet together, there's that little bit of resistance. There might be some resistance, okay? But you stay high vibe, you stay loving, you stay encouraging. Remember that your personal development and your ascension does not mean that you're rubbing it in somebody's face like, hey, I'm vibing on a higher level than you, and so I'm great. Right? That's not what we're doing here. We are coming from a place of love. We are coming from a place of healing. We still have some scars ourselves. So that brings me to how you can navigate that within yourself for others. And that's the simple namaste. I honor the place in you in which the entire universe dwells. I honor the place in you, which is of love, of truth, of light, and of peace. When you are in that place in you, and I am in that place in me, we are one. Okay, so I just want you to think when you're with these people who aren't on that level of high vibe that you are transcending to, that you love them and that you honor them, right? You are praying for them. You are praying that those parts of the universe surface from within them. You will begin to move towards those who match your energy. So that takes us into our third part of tuning into high vibe. And that's the words that you use, both written and spoken. Your words, written and spoken, are so important because they contain energy. Everything is energy, including your words, including your thoughts, including your actions, including the crystals that are sitting on my desk and the Sharpies. All of it is energy. So because of that, be conscious of the words that you choose. And this is especially important when, for those of us who are on social media, we're choosing to receive words and we're choosing to give words. Those words carry energy. I want that energy to be prosperous. I want that to be loving. I want that to be caring, compassionate, because those words are going to help you maintain that high vibe station in life. If you've ever been in the car and you're listening to the radio and you move from one town to another, you're crossing a state line and that radio signal doesn't travel into that area, I want you to think of that as, like, similarly, your words that you use need to keep that energy going no matter where you go, no matter what you cross, you know, whatever environment you move into, whatever room you go in. You can always remove yourself, right? But if you have to show up and you have to say something or you have to write something, make those words count. Can you get a hard message across while still being kind, compassionate, loving, peaceful, graceful? Yes, absolutely. Take your time so that you can get there. Okay, the fourth one is your thoughts. You are tuning into this high frequency and everything starts with your thoughts. We also know that your subconscious is responsible for a lot of the direction in your life, where you're headed, and it can keep you where you subconsciously believe you should be. And your unconscious thoughts might be saying something else, but your subconscious is like, hold on, no, that doesn't align with who you really are back here. So I'm going to keep you in this place. So there are some assisted practices, healing practices that can help you retrain your subconscious, especially, and there's so many free resources too. I mean, you go onto YouTube and you just find this entire world of meditations, hypnosis that can help transcend your subconscious to this new level so that your conscious has an easier time of telling, of aligning. And when you have your subconscious and your conscious more aligned, you start to manifest that life that you want to live and you start to stay at that high vibe. You're not, you know, you're not fighting that high vibe. Now, will you slip up and have these old thoughts and old beliefs come up? Yes. Yes, you will. And that's totally great, right? Because now when you start to recognize, oh my gosh, that doesn't actually align with where I'm trying to go. Perfect. You just recognized that you are evolving and you're awake, my friend. And that is something to celebrate. That is a huge celebration. So we talked about transcending to a high vibe, high energy, high frequency. This is transcending to a new spiritual self. Recognizing the worth within you, the abundance, the prosperity, the love, the compassion, the people who you get to surround yourself with, the life that you truly dream of, right? All of us are here to serve, to love, to honor, to lead, to, you know, show what is possible in this life. You've got to start with cleansing. You've got to clean your energy. And that practice we talked about, Ho'oponopono enhanced in the mirror, is a great place to start. That's not the only thing. I could tell you 100 different things that you could do for cleansing. And we will talk about those, right? Or else, you know, I wouldn't have this podcast. We've got so much to talk about. And then you're surrounding yourself. You're gracefully evolving towards those who are on the level that you are practicing as well, that you're tuning into. You're loving those who aren't on the level, who aren't sharing the same frequency as you. You still love them and you say your namaste prayer, that you honor the place that they're in which the entire universe dwells. You honor the place in them, which is of love, of truth, of light, and of peace. You are conscious of your words. Your words live on, especially written, and especially written into the ether. And your thoughts are what help you maintain that high frequency. There are so many practices that you can adopt and use, assisted practices, or even, you know, one-on-one practices with yourself that you can adopt to maintain that high vibe through your thoughts. All right, everyone, I am wishing you well. I hope you have an awesome week. I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back next week for more. This is the life you love.